Continuing our coverage this week on the state-bound Cannon Falls Bombers football team, as the 8-1 Bombers will take on 8-3 Dassel Coquito in Burnsville Saturday at noon. We'll have scoring updates on our Twitter and Facebook feeds as the Bombers build towards U.S. Bank Stadium in the semifinals. But first, back to the Bombers themselves. It's been a terrific season at 8-1 and a fun run through the sectional playoffs. Athletic Director Jake Winchell joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday with an update.
Yeah, you know, this is our third year running this offense. We went to this, they call it the power key offense. It's three backs, two tight ends. They don't spread anybody out wide. And it's just a rushing attack. They only throw it a handful of times a game. And like I said, it was year three, and the guys have really bought into the system. You can really tell this year. They had a good run last year where they made the state tournament, but really this year, even the coaches commented that the kids being year three really know this offense, really know the system, and holy cow, did it show. They put up a lot of points, a ton of running yards all season long. Like you said, they had a great regular season. They finished 6-1 in the regular season. We did have just 7 games in the regular season due to a team not having a program this year. But, you know, and then we ran through the sections. We earned a first-round bye, being the 2 seed, which earned us a home game versus St. Croix Lutheran, who's been a perennial power. And we've actually faced them, it seems like, every year in the playoffs, and took care of them. And it earned us a trip to Breck for the third consecutive year. And actually for the third consecutive year, we came away victorious at Breck High School in that state tournament berth, which is just the third in school history. And second straight year, we've earned a trip to the state tournament, and it's just the third in school history. So super proud of that program. The kids earned it. The coaching staff, holy cow, they put in a lot of time. Super happy for those guys. They do it for the right reasons. They love those kids. They love to compete. And, you know, they just do a great job. So really proud of those guys. Happy for them. And hopefully we can put together a couple more wins.
We also got to talk about some of the game details for Saturday, as the Cannon Falls Dassel Coquito state quarterfinal game will be played fairly close to home for Bomber fans. The game will be played at Burnsville High School. Winchell on some of the logistics heading into Saturday's ball game.
For sure, yeah. We get to go play at Burnsville High School on their turf field where we play Dassel Coquito. Should be the first matchup in school history between these two teams. It's a noon kickoff from Burnsville High School. We are the home team. Just a short drive here from Cannon Falls, and all, you know, it's about 45 minutes, so I think that's closer than a lot of our trips that we make even during the regular season. So pretty happy with our draw there. We get Dassel, they get a little bit further drive, but yeah, just right up the road, up 52 a little bit, and head west a little bit to Burnsville High School. So excited for that, and hopefully we'll bring a good crowd.
Once again, that was Cannon Falls Bombers Athletic Director Jake Winchell. The Cardinals will play in the first round of the Class 3A State Football Tournament on Saturday at noon in Burnsville, as the Cannon Falls Bombers at 8-1 are the home team taking on Dassel Coquito at 8-3. We'll have scoring updates and more online.